The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Now, let's come back to the, I suppose, one of the things that everybody's been talking about all week is the fine weather and just gorgeous. Most of us are really enjoying it. But predicted to stay really fine over the next couple of days. But for some people, this kind of weather just spells pure torture, because hay fever has them sneezing, it has them itching and generally feeling miserable. And if you're one of those sufferers, help is at hand now in the shape of Dr. Paul Carson from the Slievemore Clinic Allergy Facility in Stillorgan in Dublin. Paul Carson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You a sufferer yourself?
No, fortunately, no. I have many other health issues, but hay fever is the least of my worries in life. Unfortunately, though, for my patients, it's a really big issue. And the phones have been hopping and ringing, and there have been, you know, very miserable, snuffly telephone calls handled over the last week in particular, as the pollen has soared. So, yes, it's great for me in the sense that the weather's beautiful, I can get out and barbecue and enjoy myself, but I just know I can hear the sneezes the length and breadth of the country.
What is hay fever?
It's an exquisite allergy to grass pollen in particular. Now, some people also get tree pollen allergies and things called weeds and shrubs pollen allergy. But for hay fever sufferers, grass pollen is the big torture. And the traditional pollen season, which is mid-May to the end of June, that all hinges on weather conditions. And in Ireland, of course, we can never predict the weather with any certainty at all. So for this sudden burst of warm weather, when there has been a lot of rain recently, then, of course, there's a lot of growth and then a lot of pollen released in the air. And those people who maybe thought they're getting away with and got a bit careful or coy with their medicines suddenly get caught.
And it doesn't give you a fever, but what symptoms does it give
you? Hay fever is a very old phrase. In other words, there's no fever and it's actually strictly not hay, but it makes you feel flu-like. It gives you like a constant flu. I mean, the descriptions people will tell me, you would certainly sympathise with them, because they feel as if they're having like the worst ever sinus, blocked nose, itchy eyes, feeling of exhaustion. One of the things that perhaps people don't grasp fully is the extent of allergic challenge to the nose and sinuses, how fatigued and exhausted people feel. And when I've got a sinus infection myself, I do know the how drained I feel with the whole thing. So the simple things that you all hear about, blocked nose, itchy eyes, sneezing, is nothing compared to the exhaustion.
The exhaustion?
Exhaustion, fatigue, they feel drained. They feel dragging themselves around all the time.
And the best cure is simply to stay indoors and not go outside?
Well, that would be giving in to it. And, of course, people like myself will try and make sure that people don't give in to it, that they take a common sense approach and treat it appropriately. Now,
what's the treatment?
Here's the bum deal, unfortunately, for everyone. When you have a pain, you go and look for a paracetamol, etc. When the pain goes, you forget about it. So with hay fever, when you go through a bad summer and then you come out of it, you think, oh, I must prepare myself for next summer, and you forget about it until it hits you again. So most people will wait until they feel miserable, and then they go, first port of call is the pharmacy. So for those people who are first port of call pharmacy this morning, I would suggest they buy themselves a simple nasal decongestant like Otrivine. First of all, you have to unblock the nose for the nose to actually begin to function. And you can use a rapid-acting decongestant such as Otrivine just to make your nose feel open. And then you might even consider one of the across-the-counter cortisone-based but safe steroid sprays to then pump into the nose to stop the allergic challenge coming back. You can take an antihistamine. The chemist can sell a lot of these across the counter and recommend them.
And you can get drowsy and non-drowsy ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. The newer ones are less likely to cause drowsiness, etc. That's for those who, as you and I are speaking, are looking out the window and cursing the weather and wish they could do something about it. Well, that's what I suggest that they do immediately.
And but can you stay on antihistamines for the summer? Did I hear somewhere that you can only take them for a certain length of time?
No, I mean, the ones we use nowadays are very safe. So people do have to take them for months on end. There are other conditions they have to take for years on end. So, I mean, these medicines have been well trusted and tried. Nobody likes taking medicine. We don't even like prescribing them. Bottom line is, how do we make our people feel better? That's what they're there for. Well, that's big, yeah. But that's what we're
and what
here
about
for.
Alternative remedies? I've heard things like, you know, eating honey during the winter, or there are new creams and powders you can get yeah. now that stop the pollen growing, well, going up your nose and stuff like
there,
that.
There is this old theory that if you take honey, particularly locally based honey, that in theory there you're taking the pollen that the bees have produced or fed off or whatever it is that bees do, and that you're sort of giving yourself a vaccine against the pollen. The big thing is, can you remember to do it at the height of the winter with the snows and the dits? Can you be taking pollen for your hay fever season down the road? And because there's so many calories in honey, by the time the pollen season comes around, you're fat as a fool, so much so that you don't really care what, you know, because you're not going to go across the road anyway. So, you know, smears of Vaseline and all sorts of things you can buy across the counter to block the pollen. Garlic, nobody will come near you, but, you know, you might feel a lot better. There are certain foods, believe it or not, that if you eat during the height of the pollen season, it actually can increase your sensitivity.
Such as?
Well, I actually have them listed here because I forget all these things. I hate ever having to try and remember all these things, so I have it down here. If you're allergic to birch pollen, you can react to celery, to curry, spices, raw tomato, raw carrot, apples, pears and kiwi fruit. If you're allergic to grass pollen, you might also react to oats, rye, wheat, kiwi fruit and raw tomato. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Actually, I knew a child who used to get terrible, well, still does, terrible allergic reactions to kiwi. And even somebody peeling a kiwi the far side of the classroom, the zest in the air could cause...
Yeah, well, kiwi allergy is quite big stuff.
So if you tend to get hay fever, is that like, does that mean you're also probably going to be more predisposed towards getting asthma or eczema? Or are these conditions
all
related?
Yeah, they're all interlinked. And if you certainly do not have your hay fever managed properly, there is a very important link between untreated, badly managed nose and sinus allergy migrating down to the lungs and giving you asthma.
So, oh, really? So it's not, because sometimes people think, no, it's just hay fever. I'm not really sick, so I should soldier through and not do very much about
well,
it.
Well, they do soldier through. And when I look, you know, and examine them, I wonder how they manage to soldier through, because the average punter would be quite vocal in telling everyone how they feel about it. But the stoic allergy sufferers are, you know, strong souls, because they do live with a degree of restricted comfort in their quality of life, and most of us wouldn't put up with it.
And you mentioned a steroid spray. If somebody is very, very severely affected,
they don't need to be, believe you me, they don't need to be severely troubled with it. The steroid sprays that are available nowadays are very safe, extremely effective, but you have to get used to using them in the correct time, place and sequence. And unfortunately, trying to spray a spray into a blocked up nose is not going to make you better.
All right. John from Terran, you were called to say he had hay fever for years. He used to look up the pollen count first thing every morning, and if it was high, he would take an antihistamine, and it worked very well, saving him years of misery. And they do give the pollen count now in
they
the
do.
Weather forecast,
yeah,
as well as
weather forecasters,
yeah.
And also on the internet there are pollen counts, dot this, that, and the other. You know, you can make yourself as aware as you wish to. But most people just stick their nose out the door and get caught, and then they're, you know, coughing and spluttering for the rest of the day. It depends very much on the patient.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse than sitting there in the sunshine and everyone else is having a great time. And
the people I feel
can
most
you grow
sorry
out
for,
of it, by the way, or can it develop suddenly?
You know what? Most of the people I'm seeing are growing into it. You know, kiddies are the ones that I feel most sorry for, because they don't know how to look up internet. They don't know what the pollen count means. They don't know how to go to a chemist and buy their own medicines. They're totally reliant on their parents' interpretation and observation. So when they come, they're pretty miserable, and it's always a great joy to actually turn a kid's quality of life from being miserable to dramatically well, quickly.
All right. Well, anyone who's looking for more advice, and we're going to have a lot of the details that you gave us there up on the website, but also don't forget the asthma advice line is 1850 44 54 64. 1850 44 54 64. We'll have that number on our webpage, Marion at rte.ie or rte.ie/Marion. That was the email address I gave you.